In the meantime, up at Lansing today, the House Oversight Committee is going to take on the question of what did the state know and when did they know it regarding the lead contamination in Benton Harbor. Residents there have said that, very similar to Flint, that help came too little, too late. And so we'll be following that as they explore that. In the meantime, another lead concern in yet another community. And WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson joins us with more on that. Hey, Lloyd.
Good morning, Guy. Hamtramck officials let residents know yesterday that the city has exceeded state lead limits in its annual test of tap water, which has been a problem for Hamtramck for several years. Now, in a letter to residents, city officials said that the city's water supply had tested at 17 parts per billion, which is slightly higher than the action level of 15 parts per billion as part of the state and federal lead and copper rules. At least 42 houses were sampled. An annual testing of homes with lead service lines is required by the Michigan Department of Environmental, Great Lakes, and Energy. Now, the CDC says children's exposure to lead can seriously harm a child's health and cause problems such as damage to the brain and nervous system, slow growth and development, and learning and behavioral problems. But it can also be pretty bad for adults as well. The high levels in Hamtramck will now trigger increased testing to measure lead levels every 6 months, similar to what has happened in Benton Harbor, which is a city of about 9,600 residents that has had three straight years of high level of lead, prompting a heavy state response in the past 3 weeks and the city's declaration of a state emergency this week. Now, Benton Harbor and environmental officials will face questions from the Michigan House Oversight Committee this morning at 10:30. In the House office building in downtown Lansing. The committee hearing is expected to include Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy officials, Benton Harbor officials, and community representatives. Now, the recently signed state budget set aside $10 million for the replacement of lead service lines in Benton Harbor. Meanwhile, Hamtramck is partnering with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services to hand out one free water filter with replacement cartridges to residents today from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That will be at the Hamtramck Town Center parking lot. That's at 9521 Joseph Campo. And in 2019, Hamtramck began a lead service line replacement program. It expects to have over 300 lead service lines replaced by December. Okay?
Lloyd, do we know, are they talking about expanding testing beyond those 42 homes to try to get a better handle on how broad this contamination might be?
They haven't said, but I'm sure that is going to happen. If we have 42 homes that would high parts per billion as far as lead is concerned, there will be more. And you know Hamtramck is an older community, a lot of older homes there, and those pipes have been there underground for decades. So yeah, I'm sure it's
Lloyd
more.
I know it's a point of pride for you, and it is for us as well, that you do it, that you kind of keep your finger on the pulse of the African-American community and the political rumblings there. Is this incident over in Benton Harbor, as you see black leaders criticizing Governor Whitmer, is it starting to erode some of her support statewide in the minority community?
Well, they are not happy. And as Flint was the, big one, but, she wasn't there for Flint. It was Governor Snyder. But the residents in these cities, which seem to be, a high concentration of minorities, feel that, they're being left behind and no one cares and no one's trying to, take care of the lead problems in these cities. And a lot of these urban cities and that are older and they have these, horrible lead lines, and we don't hear anything until somebody does a test and, nobody's getting out in front of it. So, yeah, they are, a little upset about that. Absolutely.
Well, they're demanding answers, and they have a right to answers about what the state knew and when they knew it and what they did and whether it was in a timely manner. And that was something that one of our colleagues, Hank Winchester from WDIV, asked of the governor a day ago when she made a surprise visit to Benton Harbor. Here's what Hank asked her, and I want you to pay attention to her answer here.
Okay.
They've been complaining about the situation for a couple of years. Should more have been done sooner on this problem?
We are delivering water. We're working incredibly hard to replace the pipes.
And that was it, which was not an answer to the question about did you respond quickly enough. I don't know how that kind of sidestep will play for residents in Benton Harbor and residents at large in Michigan that are saying, hey, you owe us a better explanation than that.
No, it won't play. And you better believe that they will be asking more and wanting more. And with the, you know, infrastructure bill that hasn't passed yet, but hopefully will pass, they're going to be asking for some of that money to get those lead lines replaced in their city. And they're going to be asking for more of what the state can do on a more regular basis to make sure those pipes are switched out and things are done correctly.
Yeah, I would imagine, and certainly no disrespect to Hank Winchester, I'm sure he asked a follow-up and pointed out to the governor that she didn't exactly answer the question, but I didn't have access to that follow-up, so that's what we have. Thank you so much, Lloyd Jackson, for bringing us that report. So we'll be watching both Hamtramck and Benton Harbor today, and we'll bring you the results from those hearings hopefully tomorrow as they get underway at 10:30. Up in Lansing, Stephen Johnson from Wayland, the Republican chairman of that committee, who has been one of the most tenacious questioners I've seen in that role in quite some time. Lloyd, take care and have a great morning.
You too, sir.